Din Syamsuddin, chairman of Indonesia's second-largest Muslim organization, Muhammadiyah, and the vice-chairman of the influential Council of Ulamas, says Muslims must now forgive the publication of the cartoons.
Islam teach us to forgive, and forgiveness is one of a noble character, value, and teaching of Islam. So if other parties, Danish media, Danish government, our other parties have apologized to the Muslim community, essentially that's the obligation for the Muslims to give forgiveness.
Many Muslims are angry over cartoons published in September in a Danish newspaper depicting Islam's prophet, Muhammad, which have since been reprinted in Europe and elsewhere. Islam forbids depictions of the prophet Muhammad, flattering or otherwise. Indonesian protesters stormed a building housing the Danish embassy last week, prompting the embassy to close and the Danish foreign ministry to urge its citizens to leave the country. Din, of the 30,000-strong Muhammadiyah Muslim organization, says while Muslims have the right to protest against the drawings, violence is unacceptable.
Of course, any kind of protest from the Muslim community all over the world, including Indonesia, is their right. Still, in my opinion, Muslims should not engage in violence and anarchism, because all kind of violence, anarchism, are also in contradiction with the very teaching of Islam.
Indonesia's foreign minister, Hasan Wirayuda, says radical groups are exploiting the controversy.
Pemuatan karikatur yang dinilai menyakitkan bagi umat Islam.
He says the cartoons have hurt the Islamic community and given ammunition to radical groups who want to exploit the situation, adding that the whole thing is getting out of proportion. Afghanistan's top Islamic organization has also called for an end to the violent protests that have killed at least 11 people and injured dozens more in the country this week. But protests continued across Asia Wednesday. In Bangladesh, more than 1,000 demonstrators burned the Danish flag, while other protests against the cartoons took place in India, Thailand, and the Philippines. Nancy Millia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.